lack of Peter's position indicates that this is an error of a relationship. And if it's an error of a relationship, this cause not this. The lack of Peter's position is just a symptom. It's not that the very fact that there's no kibushin automatically leads to nazeris. Which one is it? Hira Chakira. We don't talk about Tali. What's the lumbus? Is it very the lack of Jesus' kibushin itself which causes it as nazeris? Well, no. Lack of Jesus' kibushin indicates the Shem Erva, and then the Erva causes nazeris. Which of the two is it? So the lack of no kibushin automatically leads to nazeris. Which one is it? Hira Chakira. We don't talk about Tali. What's the lumbus? Is it very the lack of Jesus' kibushin itself which causes it nazeris? Well, no. Lack of Jesus' kibushin indicates the Shem Erva, and then the Erva causes nazeris. Which of the two is it? So the Achronim discusses at some length. I'd like to limit our discussion today to an analysis based on three examples. Yes?
The second side is that
the Shem Erva.
Shem
Erva itself causes two things. It causes Mamzeris. And it also causes no
kiddushin.
No, I'm not.
It has to be the same thing.
What if I find you a case where there's no Jesus kiddushin, but there's no Shem Erev? What if I can find you a case? Where there's no Jesus kiddushin, but there's no Shem Erev? Do I have no kiddushin? Well, find a case. I want to discuss with you three cases which may fit into that category, sure. One, with a goy. Two, is Yivam al-Shuk. Three, is Chati Shifcha Chati Basar. This Chakira, as to what's the nature of the of this Kli Ahava Atalia, lack of Kiddushin with Mamzeres, is expounded upon by Rabbi Hanan in the Sefer Kovetz Arts. He discusses this at some length. And he says he thinks it should depend upon the following shaila. A goy lives with a Jewish woman. Is it a mamzer or not? To machlokes in the Gemara. So Rabbi Hanan is like this. If you'll tell me that whenever there's no kiddushin, the kid should be a mamzer, it should be a mamzer. It's the first part of the chakira. If you'll tell me that only if it's a shem erva is the kid a mamzer, when it comes to a goy, there's no shem erva. Why is there no shem erva? A goy is not an erva. Erva means that you, this woman, this man can't marry this woman. A guy can't marry any woman. A guy is not Tzvi's Kedushin for anybody, says the Gemara. Lo, 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 lachmini. So it's not labeled as an erva. So Rabbi Chanan suggests that this shaila should depend upon the machlokes and yavamas. Not memhele day. A guy lives with a Jewish woman, what's the kid? If the first time would hold the kid's a mamzer, that's one day of there. And the second time would hold the kid is kosher, which is the second, another day of there. If that's the case, now, because we passed in the kid's kosher. There's a clear psak la'alotha. So to come out of clearly which is right. Which is right, the second time of the chakir. Only thing is, as I mentioned to you, if you look carefully there in the Rashbo and your vomit, so it's true, its first shot is that if the goy cannot marry anybody, as an indication that it's not a din of Erevah, which exactly fits in with the second part of the Chagira, as Yeshua just said, correct. But there are four that cause another gears. What's another gears? Which Rabbi Chanan did not speak about. He only quoted the first gears in the Rashi. There's another gears. Another gears is from a Paigon. A goy is different, you know why? the kid of a goy and a Jewess, Eloav, has no father. Has no father. That was an immaculate conception. Halachically, he has no father. There's no shaykhs between the father and the kid. The father's a goy, the kid is Jewish, no shaykhs. No connection. And you cannot be a mamzer unless you have a father and a mother, and they have an explosive relationship. But if they don't two together, make mamzeres. No father. Then one might argue, if that yours is correct, one might argue the reverse. The first side of Rabbi Chanan is correct. Any time that those pieces kedushin automatically would be a din of mamzeres, erev or no erev. In the case of the goy, there's no mamzeres for a different reason. Because there's no father. No father. No father, there'd be a mamzeres, that's shy. So the question, the jury is still out. According to Rabbi Chanan, he sort of, the bank of the Tanakh on those machlokas, and the we passed him one way, so that's it. Finished. But according to what we're saying now, the other Girsa and the Rajwar of Haigon Girsa, Ein Lo Av, therefore it indicates that even if it would not be a Shem Erev, nevertheless it could be a Din of Mamzeres if there in fact were a father. So you don't need a Shem Erev in order to have Mamzeres. If there's no Kiddush, make Mamzeres. That's Av. Beis. The Marshoyas Pesachasa of Ian Alatosis. Moses Kibulin, correct Marshaw. Hey, you can't find a case where it's not Havah. I find a case. Rav hold Yevama Lashuk, Marshaw on the top. Yevama Lashuk, no Kiddush on the top. That's what Rav holds. Yevama Lashuk, there's no Kiddush. Nevertheless. There's no mamzeres. You see, quote, that even though there's no kiddushin, nevertheless, there's no din of mamzeres. So, what happened? He said, it's hard to talk. That's the Marshal's cash. That's the Marshal's cash. Seems that this would indicate that the second side in fact is correct. There's not any part of those tradition in the world that there's mamzeres. Here's the case of the no tradition. Tradition. Afal pikein. What? Afal pikein. No mamzeres. So why is there no kiddushin? So here we come to the final example. This is Chati Shifcha Chati Vaschor. We go back to the famous words of the Tnei Yeshua. Gimli Nachman Gimli. Tnei Yeshua says like this. If a woman is Chati Shifcha Chati Vaschor and she lives with somebody else, not her husband, there's no din of Misa, of Korek, the love of the Korban Hashem. Pasuk and Pasuk Akremos. And Yeshua says, this woman will marry somebody else. She's already married. And now she marries somebody else. If she's married to an Eved Ivri, for example, a good example. And Eved Ivri's Mutter, the Shivcha Mutter, the Baschor. Now she decides she likes a different Eved Ivri better. She's more tall, more darker, more handsome. She says, okay, you marry me. He gives her a ring. To the Pnei Yeshua, the marriage is nothing. Why? Why? She's taken. She's already married to the first evidence, she can't marry the second one. Comes to Avni Luluv and says, but the Yeshua forgot a Gemara. Yes? He forgot a Gemara. What Gemara? Tam of Zion, the days of Kiddushin. But the Gemara says that this din, that the married woman cannot become married to somebody else, is derived from the Acacia of Rabbi Yonah. Kiddushin Tam of Zion. And he like Achoso, he's equated to a sister, he didn't need the chorus. And Chati Shiv and Chati Vasfar, there's no chorus, then the second guy's condition would take effect, would be valid. See it? They should forget the Gemara. Here the Kasha, good Kasha. The Gemara says the reason why a woman who's married already can't marry somebody else is because it's compared to a sister, Akesha Dachoso. By Achoso is an Erva, he is also an Erva, so therefore there's no way she could marry. Ashes Reuben can now marry Shimon, or Reuben's still alive. So I mentioned to you a terrorist in the Sefer Divrei Yecheskel, who comes to answer the Elder Zeta Pnei Yeshua. No, he said he didn't forget any Gemara. He said he did not forget Gemara's. Excuse me. He didn't forget anything. I said, why is the Gemara need a Hekesh? Let him just say a Svara. Let it say a Svara, she's taken, and that's all. We need a Hekesh from Yecheskel for. But Divrei Yecheskel like this. Had a judgment based on the Svara that this woman is taken, and then she can't even can marry anybody else now, the kid wouldn't be a mamzer. Why wouldn't the kid be a mamzer? Why wouldn't the kid be a mamzer? Because after all, there would be no shame ever. Since she's already married to Reuben, she can't marry Shimon. Like if I have it, the tie is mine, the tie is not yours. I have it already, you can't just. The storekeeper sold me the tie and I never sold it to you. Too late, he sold it to me. She already gave herself to this man, she gave herself to another man. But that will not create the mamzerus. But that created Shem Erva. So the Hekesha, the Rabbi Yonah, in Kiddushin Tam of Zion, tells you an additional Kiddush. That Eishes Ish, aside from the Svara Pshut of the Pnei Yeshua, that once you gave herself to Reuben, she can't give herself over to Shimon, which is true. You still need a Hekesh to make it a Shem Erva and to create it in a Mamzerus on an adulterous relationship. That if a woman is married to Reuben and lives with Shimon as a child from Shimon, that kid's a Mamzer. You wouldn't know that from the Pnei Yeshua's Svara. Because the Pnei Yeshua's are just telling her she cannot marry because he's taken already. Kabbalah the Geteret. That's the answer to Rav Marshal's Kasha too. Yevamo Leshuk, point to Rav, why is there no Tzvizis Kiddushin? Why? She's taken. Well, whom is she taken? By the Yavam. Torah says that her husband died, she has to now marry this Yavam, his brother-in-law, and his woman, and the Zika is a connection, she's taken to him. She can't just pick up herself and marry somebody else. But that's not a day of Erva. So therefore, there's no Mamzeres. So you have, therefore, these examples. Again, the Chakira was going to be a case where there's no Tzvizis Kiddushin, but nevertheless, there's no Mamzeres. Sure it can exist. Because we're assuming that basically the second opinion is probably right. Only the Shem Erva causes Mamzeres. Because usually there's no Kiddush because of the Shem Erva. That's the normal reason why there's no Kiddushin. If I can find you a case with an additional reason why there's no Kiddushin. For example, Chati Shivka because she's taken, or Yavama because she's taken. And then, although there's no Tzvizis Kiddushin, as the Pnei Yeshua said in the first case, and as the Rav in the second case, nevertheless, there may not be any Mamzeus because there's no Shem Erva. Goy, the case of Goy that Mechonin had, which is proved back and forth the 2 days by Goy, that was not fully compelling. Mechonin made it depend upon the 2 days by Goy, so it's come out also like the second side, because we passed the Vladis Kashin. But we cautioned that the proof from Goy is not conclusive because it's another Girsa. But Goy what? Halo Av. It's a different reason. But now we're saying that these other indicators seem to point more strongly in the direction of the second side of the Chakir. Namely, that the reason why it's called the Hotaya because the iser which prevents kedushin must be so strong, it's labeled as an erva. But if there's no peace kedushin for a different reason, because you take it to another man, as in the case of Chatzis Shifko, the Fiyat Pnei Yeshua, the case of Yevamah, going to Rav and Yevamah, then we can understand full well that she cannot have a peace kedushin, but still the kid would not be a mom, there's no shame erva. So that would be, would indicate that the second side of the track is the correct one. So I'll go side. Let me tell you what happened today. I once again fell short what I wanted. I wanted to discuss with one more major Indian, which I just thought I wanted to see late in the class. Mr. Shem on Sunday.
As you know, we fell short of our goal of reaching all the Kinle B'Rabimine by one Indian on Thursday. And that Indian is the Indian of Gula Lekol and Gadol. That's the Gemara on that Lama and Manala. But the Gemara is trying to find the case. Let's review briefly. We mentioned on Thursday the Machlokes of Yakiv and the Chachamim. But where do you draw the line between Arayas and non-Arayas in terms of Tzitzit Kedushin and Zayrus? The Gemara is according to the version of the Rabbi Akiva that it is always to be a Vlad Mamzer, Mai Reinai. What's the difference between Ein Ewer Lekaima and Ein Bahavaya? Everything Ein Ewer Lekaima, Ein Bahavaya. They try mitzvah adomit, but what if one to one day has even that, the mamza? Well, the Gemara tries bula the common gadol. Before that, the one I tried already, amana the common gadol. As bula the common gadol, first the maishna, why is bula the common gadol different than mitzvah adomit? That's an essay, and that's an essay. Ette Gemara, the havale essay, shayna shavah v'kol. Pasuk Shas is Rashi. That's limited to Kohanim, Kohen Gadol in fact, whereas Mitzvah Adomim applies to all Yisrael. That's the Gemara, that's Laman Amanal. Now, Machlokes Rashi and Tosafot, what it means Gula the Kohen Gadol? Rashi learns Gula the Kohen Gadol from somebody else, and Tosafot says no, it's referring to Gula's Atma. It means he had lived there before. And Tosafot puts in that, according to the simple Pshat in the Gemara Yevamos, Nun Tet, the Braisa, although the Machlok is shot in the Gemara there, in the Gemara in the Braisa, that Afal Pi She Nosa Nosud, the Komak on Kevin Lechatir Lo Yisa Lechashiva Lechir Lechayma. Now Lo Yisa Adi Minator, that in the Braisa, Afal Gav Di Nosa Nosud. So the strange thing, usually when it comes to the Braisa, there's no difference between Lechashiva and Bediyevit. So I brought him to say that way. So why are we able to say this distinction exists? That's what the post in the last word here, Rabbeinu Tam Lopirish can. He couldn't accept that because there's no such thing on the level of the right. He had to hold against the Bula Sakhalot with the Rabbanon. Otherwise, it wouldn't be mutter to stay with us. So that's how Tos is quoted in the name of Rabbeinu Hanano, that Bula's Atmo is the sugi over here, not Bula Sakhalot. And the reason why Rabbi Kivit agrees that Yesh Bahavaya, because in essay, She'eino shoveh v'kol. All right, so far so good. That's the Gemara with the title of Zibar Basel, Iga Menai. Comes the Mishnah level of the Baal Mishal Kash. Says it, though, the closest is right. Gemara is the Kasha. Maishna, what's the difference between Mitzi V'Adomi and Bula L'Kar Gadol? Gemara is a very, very, how should I put it, detailed there. We have in Shas in many places that Eino Shaveh V'Kol is treated differently than a Shaveh V'Kol. Back to Mishnah, not that Tosis is right. There's a much more fundamental, basic, and dramatic difference between the two Yisurim. Namely, Mitzvah Adomi also forever. Even if you marry, you can't stay with her. Whereas Bula Kohen Gadol, once you marry, you can stay with her. Isn't that Shno? Isn't that a much more dramatic difference between the two cases? Shouldn't that be what the Gemara should mention? Why go off on the tangent in the detail? That's the kasha of the Mishnah. So the question is clear. But I gave an answer based on a number of introductions. The first is, what's the nature of the Easter of the Din of Bulas Atma L'Kohen Gadol? What kind of halakha is it? Second pasuk, for who he should have suvel yikar. And the implication is the suvel but not a bula, even Bulas Atma was prohibited. So, it's a Lepana vision. David Zecha Yitzchak has the following explanation. He says that there are two dinim. when it comes to it's a bull the kohen gadol. A mitzvah sateh, Ramban of the Chumash, a mitzvah sateh for kohen gadol married psula, and also an Easter sateh. Scots will do to have a Hamaria Basula, the implication that was a Maria Basula. So this applies, both of these didn't apply to what we call a Bula Tachem. A Bula Tachmo, the Bishula says, is no interest. It's only a mitzvah that says. And if we marry the Bula, it's a big one mitzvah that says. What's the logic behind it? As we might put it. So for Leah's Bula Tachta. In other words, since the Kohen Gadol married the Psula, she's a Psula only once. Subsequently, she's obviously no longer a Psula, and the Psula permits it, doesn't say she's got a new life every day. So therefore, clearly there's nothing objectionable per se with a woman who was a Bula Satma. Every wife is a Bula Satma. So that's how it always works for Kohen Gadol. Hello, Mike. So what's wrong with it in the first place? What's wrong with it? If you, when you got married, you have a Vato, the Yitzir, each of the Psula, you tell. It's a big limit. So the question is, the bit of mitzvah, so then we can say, once it's done, my da hava hava, it's done, it's done. So there's no need to divorce them. Because in Israel, I'm saying every bee you don't have, by gula tatma, as you would have had by gula tachera. So therefore, once you marry, they may stay with us. On the level of the right, so you can understand, therefore, the distinction between the chatchil and b'diyev. Chatchil and not, which is a bit of asset, bit of mitzvah asset. And b'diyev, they can stay with us, because there's no Easter, I say, when it comes to gula tatma. That's what he explained, Pasha Chab in Gemara. As close to Hadarab is in the Raisa. It's a unique situation. Right. Bula Tachta is no Easter Aseh. That's what he said. And the logic is, Bula Tachta. Had there been an Easter Aseh, but Bula Tachta was in every wife after she, after right after the wedding, it became a also the, that's crazy. The character is no. It's no Easter Aseh in a woman with Bula Tachta. It's a mitzvah Aseh to marry Psula. And so you in the Chatzil, you shouldn't marry a Bula Satma because she's not a Psu. Once you married her, so my Dahava, Hava, what was, well, you make stay with her. So definitely, this is what the Hirta is explaining. Okay? That's the explanation. Oh. Now, we also had a Pshaya for Bikivega. Bikivega, the Amshad Negamar, of Esther Shereshava Bakol, and it means that not as Rashi says it applies to the Kohana and not the Israeli, but rather it applies to the man and not to the woman. Because they claim that the entire Easter of Bula the Kohen Gadol applies only to the man and not to the woman. And he has riots. You may recall that Rashash had four tashkas of Bikini Vega, her and our daughter, and he was her, Bikini Vega's role. He mentioned, however, if you recall, a compromise view. This came from really from Abchaim Shmulevitz. He's going to make a compromise. Like it, Ian, he'll say that Rabbi Kivega is wrong, that the Easter exists both on him and on her, as all other Easter would be a do, but only for Bula Tacherim. Then the prohibition is not only on the man, the Kohen Gadol, but also on the woman who's a Bula Tacherim as well. She may not live with him, he may not live with her. But, he's Abchaim. If Abitla is right, when it comes to the Bula Atno, with only a mitzvah, I say, it's a bit of a mitzvah, nothing more, then clearly, the bit of mitzvah is only on the Kohen Gadol. A Kohen Gadol is required to marry a psu. A psu is not required to marry a Kohen Gadol. That's unthinkable. Every psu is usually going right after the Kohen Gadol trying to marry. That's unheard of. The only a mitzvah in one direction. For the Kohen Gadol to marry a psu and not vice versa. As a result, if the whole issue when it comes to Bulat Atma is exclusively a bit of mitzvah zatei, it goes without saying it's only on the man and not on the woman. And since he salvages Kivega Teres on a Kasha Mishnah Melech against the Marival, I'm not going to go into that now because that's a little bit complicated. Trying to streamline as much as possible. That's a nice joke. So I wanted to add my own one vote of my own, which is, if a time is correct, and he perhaps answered the Mishnah Melech Kasha the following way. All of Shadna Gemara is like a Biki Vega said. Tika Benayu. He says, Mishna, Tavali Etish and Hashem Bekol. Like a Biki Vega said. It's only on a say on the man, not on the woman. I, a Biki Vega, so shred, so many Kashas against him. You look at those Kashas, all the Kashas against him are by Bula Achayri.
then they're married to the kasher against the Rabbi Kiva. But I will ask them, are there no kasher? No kasher. You look carefully, all the kashers don't apply. And the logic is also beautiful, it's going to be a bit as the Chayyim explained. If that's the case, you can answer the big commission on the kasher. What was the kasher? Why the Gemara doesn't have a detailed distinction between mitzri on the one hand and bula kongo on the other hand? One is shavu v'kol, one thing, shavu v'kol. It's much more fundamental distinction. What's more fundamental? No. That one is in nasa nasuri, and one is in nasa you have to yotzi to get. A mitzri you have to divorce, you have to get married, and it does not apply to ulas atma the kongo. So the answer he gave was, that's exactly the Gemara's point. That was from Mishnah Melech, wants the Gemara answer, is in fact what the Gemara does answer. But what did the Gemara answer? Gemara said, what? Come on, what? So Bu'ula is an Eim HaShavu B'Kol. What do you mean HaShavu B'Kol? He's only Bu'ula Sa'atma than HaShavu B'Kol. Now what does HaShavu B'Kol mean? So what? Is an Nisr on him and only on her? Why is an Nisr on him only on her? Why? Because it's only a big old Mishnah saying, and it's not what? And it's what I say, for exactly that reason, that's exactly the reason why Im Nasa Nasui. So the Mishnah Melech wants the Gemara to make reference to this fundamental distinction of Im Nasa Nasui. The Gemara did make reference to it. And in some elliptical manner, you have to read the whole Shia to explain the connection. But once the Shia is said, the connection becomes very clear. But the fact that if Eim HaShem HaBakol means the is it only a problem as far as he is concerned, not as far as she is concerned? Why is that so? Because Bulas Atma is only a mitzvah say, and not a mitzvah say. And for that very same reason, the din is a nasa nasui. As we explained earlier, because there's no way, it's only a mitzvah, the man is part of the mitzvah. What happened already. He doesn't say married to her. So that's the Mishnah Melech's question was, why did the Gemara say it? The Gemara did say it. But it said it in code. It's decoding. That's what we spent time decoding this Gemara. Okay.
Yeah.
What? Well, we took only a piece of Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva said a much, much, much bigger hinge that the entire of Bulas Lekonot Bechlal is limited to him and not to her. Okay. We're saying that's wrong. That's incorrect. Bulas Lekonot is on him and on her. But Bulas Atma Lekonot is only on him. It's a very dramatic downscale of Rabbi Kivega Kiddush. But that would not go up the kash against Rabbi Kivega. Not Rabbi Kivega himself said it. Rabbi Chaim Shmulevitz said it's a salvage part of Rabbi Kivega. Right, but only half Rabbi Kivega, right. Not the whole, right? Exactly. Made a pshat. Okay. Anyone ever have a club? Try to clear? Yes.
How
does
one
end that
they have
to divorce by what? Right?
No.
The Shavu B'Kol means that the Isra only applies to the man and not to the woman. So therefore what? For what? That means it's a fundamentally different issue over here. The reason why the Yesh Ba'avaya, why in fact is the marriage valid? Rabbi Kiva says, the Tana Rabbi Kiva says, whatever is an Isra, by definition, the marriage is not valid. What's the answer? There's no mitzvah over here. It's only a bitl mitzvah. The bitl mitzvah is a bitl mitzvah. Big deal. If I didn't put on tefillin, he's still married. So the bitl mitzvah is he married a wrong woman, but he's still married. He's not doing an issue every time. That's the Yiddish is, they say in the world of karma. That's how to have to be saying Yiddish, how to push it. That's how to be married. Don't think himself, why complain about the time? And after all, once he marries her, he can stay married. And since she wasn't allowed to marry in the first place, let's call her Anarela Kaima, even though it was only a bit lesser. But once he's married to her, since there's no actual Isser, so therefore the Kiddushin is Talak, Roger, and the Akiva, and the Yeshua Havaya. Let's pick them up. I want to apologize to those who came a little bit late. I started earlier than originally scheduled because I was unfortunate Leviathan. We just discussed this one topic of Bula Kangaro, and now we have to discuss the main topic of today. Okay? The time of today is Kinder Rabbanei. I want you to know that we spent a lot of time in the Shia and Kinder Rabbanei, and we cannot chaza all the ins and the outs. Forget it, I'm not shy. I don't think we're finished Kinder Rabbanei. Not at all, not by a long shot. Already tomorrow, in the afternoon Shia, we'll be discussing a little bit about the Suga Vaita, that's Lamed Al. After the Yom Kippur, Lamed Bey, Lamed Gimel, Lamed Dal, Lamed Hay,
all have Ilan Advav, all have Ilan Advav. I mean, there are elements of Kim and Ravne, all have Ilan Advav. So it will be always nice if the topic is over. But, we'll discuss some of the highlights that we came up with in this initial stage, the first stage of the Sugya of Kim. Okay. So how does Kimna get into our Sugya? It starts from the Chunya ben Akana. And the Chunya ben Akana says, it's a lot of Kim and Ravne, which we know. What's the source of Kim and Ravne? Let's go slow. We have to start from the basics. It's the basic Chazar about it. Back to basics. Back to basics. We'll try to leave out some of the frills. We'll stick out a kind of the basics. How do you know? Who said so? Everyone knows the expression, Kim Le Rami, the average yeshiva. How do you know it? I don't know. How do you know it? It's a din, of course, it's a din. It's a Kabbalah, and the Torah. No, it's a Pasuk. It's a Pasuk. And the Gemara, the Mishnah involved, tells you what the Pasuk is. It says what? The last two lines. It's called Messiah ben Afsho. Ein Mishalem Lam, and Shen Ne'emar, Bimlo Ye'otan, Ono She'onech. What does that mean? Rashi says on the Mishnah, Hoyev Ye'otan, Lo Ye'onech. The implication of the Pasuk is that if a pregnant woman dies, the person is not punished by having to pay what we call Dmei Velotus, the worth of the fetus. Why? Presumably because of Kimle, the rabbi, he gets Misa, he does not get, have to pay money. For your information, the Gemara right over here on the same open page, Lama Zainam and Aleph, with another puzzle. And that's the Kashav, Ame Hachan Nasa, Ame Hachan Nasa, Shidei Rishasa, Mishim Risha Achas, Yotam Machaiva, Yotam Machaiva, Mishim Shidei Rishiyo. You see, it's a different puzzle. So we need both Shukim. One for Mitzah Moment, and one for Malchus the Moment. They're two different Shukim. Fine. Good. Another interesting question. What about Misa, which is not Misa B'dei Adam, but Misa B'dei Shemayim Atoris? Do we apply the principle of Kinder Rabbin in that case as well? That's a matter of we assume we Allah we have to know. But the famous too, which part of the famous time of the Chunya ben Akana, what does he say if the Gemara puts it in the Flamin Amalala? The Chunya ben Akana, you also at Yom HaShippurim, the Shabbat, the Tashlum, you can hold it back for Yom Kippur, and Yom HaYom. It means a kippah like Shabbos. That's just a code word again. It's all over the speaking code. What does it mean? What does it really mean? The Torah is like Mishnah Bezah. You're going to kippah in general, Torah, and Shabbos in general, Mishnah Bezah. Ma, Shabbos, Messiah, Ben Asher, Fazal, and Ashlunin. So kippah too. What's the Chodesh reason? The Machlokas, Abai, the Rav. Abai, the Otsim, the other Otsim, the Shemayim. So therefore, it is the din of kippah. And Robert says, Kara Shalika Mitzvah Shalakha. What's the difference? The difference is Zah Shabbat Shuma. But the second code word, what does it really mean? Misa Bidei Shamayim. Misa Bidei Shamayim is what? Is included in Asa. Before that, Bayi would be possible. See, that's the Chodesh Ben Akana. Every Asa is the Mashmas of Rashi. That the Misa Bidei Shamayim is covered. According to Rava, no. Only Kara Shalit Mitzvah Shalakam. Kara is more serious than Mitzvah B'dei Shemayim. So therefore, it would not apply to Mitzvah B'dei Shemayim. That's the partial basis of the two. And if you have a question, ask it now. It's about building a building. If you get the foundation falls, then you can't build any building. So I want to start killing it up from the ground up. Ground up. You have a question, I'm serious. Lord, Abai should love it. If you have a question, you can ask me right now. Don't be embarrassed. No question. Okay, Baruch Hashem, we're going to run the club. Fine. I hope so. This is very basic to the basics. Rabbi Otai, two more basics. Again, it's not much basic. One is what we call Tana de Bechizkia. Tana de Bechizkia is a right to found in the Sefer Tzuvos, and the Kohen's choice is everyone come out of the this way. It's like that Lamed Hayim and Aleph. In the Sefer Tzuvos on the fifth line, Maka Odom and Maka Behemel, and Maka Behemel were collectible. Ben Shogi, Ben Mezi, Ben Miskavish, and Miskavish, and there are three, there are Halil, the Postgrim, and the Chai, the Mammon. Af Maka Odom, O Tachal, Ben Shogi, Mezi, Miskavish, Miskavish, you read Aliyah, the Chai, the Mammon, the Postgrim, the Mammon. This is called what? Chai, Ben Miso, Shogi, the Russian is in the next line. Chai, Ben Miso, Shogi, 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 Ben Miso, Shog
Everyone agrees you're Protestant. It's called Tana de Bechitsky. Alright, everyone got that straight? That's number one. Number two, another basic point of Kimla is a base in the Gemara of the Rishia. In the Gemara has a Lashon, Esnan Osra Torah Afilu Boal Imam. The man who lives with his mother and pays her an Esnan, this Esnan of his brought to base of Mikdash would be possible for a Korban. Why is that so? After all, the obligation should be null and void. Because Wally obligated himself to give the mother a sheep, but at that very same time he's Chayav Misa because of Wally Mo. So why is it have a status of Esnan? That's the question on the Gemara in Bava Tzia. That's Sadi Aleph of an Aleph. So Rashi explains why it's so. Rashi says like this. The whole point of Kimla is I'm a feel of the love of Misa, Nami Rabu Tashlum and Elek. There is an obligation to pay. El Shem Koach La'ansha B'Shnayim. There's no, Bez can't get two punishments. Ava Yedei Shamayim Lo Yotza Ad Shishalim. You have to be also, we call a Chiyam or Faith of Dei Shamayim. You have to give the money and feed the work. You got to grant the work to the Rashi. But the Rashi of a Messiah Tzadi Allah from the okay? Have we got all this? Turn down Clark, they come to Rabbi Nehemiah, they have two psukim, right? We have Joshua Kore, the Quinn Ben Akona, and the Shemaiah by the Rabbah. We have now Tanah of Echizkiah, and we have the Sabbath and the Zechiyah, the Pashtun, based on the Gemara, the Zechiyah of the Tate Shemaiah, even when you say Kamele with Rabbi Nehemiah. You have that straight? Yes. The last point, the Rashi of the Sabbath and Gemara of the Messiah Tzadi Allah. The man gives his brother an Esnan, but it's considered not a matan of the Yalma, gave her a gift that she didn't have to give her. No, he had to give her the money, the sheep. Why? Let's say Kimla, he's Chayav Misa the moment of the beer. The answer to Rashi is that even though he's Chayav Misa, Bezin can have the exact payment on behalf of the mother from the son. Nevertheless, if the son decides to pay the mother, he's doing the right thing. It's a chiyah l'tei tzei shemayim. So the Shem Esnan is chal on that sheep, and he can't bring it to make the midrash. Alright, this is what it says.
Why can't you do that? Why can't you be vegan to the violence of a tenth grand of the time at 12:30 before the sheep can make the
midrash? Yeah, I told you that if you want to go on the bus, go on the bus. If you want to sit in my car, I'm leaving at 1 o'clock. And anyone else have a car yet? No one else has a car? Come on. Well, then I have to know. There's more than, who wants to go? I can say X number in my car. Raise your hand if you want your friends to come in my car. Right, so raise your hand high, don't raise it low. There's plenty of room. So there's no need to go on the bus. Or the paper for the rest of the shit. Okay. Yes, there's a question. Tana Bechitzki means, what's what's called Chayve Misa Shogye. Chayve Misa Shogye means that the person did an Aveira. If he was better for major, he'd be Chayav Misa. Now that if he's Shoge, he still applied Kimla B'Davinah. Based on the Pasuk, a Heke, Shemak, Odom, Vaka, Behem. Okay? That's what I'm in Heman Alpha. So. He's a base. These are building blocks. We're literally working out for the rest of our discussion of Kimla. These are the building blocks. Alright? It's important to know these things. Very important. Mamash is Sotis. Fact, basic fact. So now, if you know this basic fact, a couple of issues become somewhat controversial. Yes?
How do you refer to the last point again?
That even when we say Kimla B'Davinah, nevertheless, it's a chiyuv l'tzeis yedei shamayim. That's how we call it. L'tzeis yedei shamayim, to discharge obligation towards heaven. That's a literal translation. Although Bez can't force you to pay, but to do the right thing is to pay. Alright? Fine. So now the question becomes, now we're going to play a little bit with those building blocks. For example, what's the halacha of Chayve Krisis Shogiyah? Obviously the question is only a question about the Mechudim and Akon. According to Chacham, there's no good of Chayve Kares at all. There's no Kimle. But the Priya of Nechunya wasn't of Chayve Kares Shogiyah. Mahadu. So, Tosa says,
Yeah? What's the difference? Is it? Look what the transitive law. If Chayvi Korach is like Chayvi Mises. And Chayvi Mises, you say Chayvi Mises Shogit. So Chayvi Korach, Chayvi Korach Shogit. That's the assumption itself, which leads to an entire discussion by Dorosh HaChum. That was a long discussion, both here and the second stuff. Rashi, however, seems to disagree. The Pashas Rashi disagrees and says that Chayvi Korach Shogit must pay. It's a Pashas in Rashi. Chayvi Korach Shogit must pay. You don't equate Chayvi Korach with Chayvi Misa as far as this is concerned. Look at Rashi says. Rashi says in Pesachim pretty clearly, although it seems to have a different dissenting view, so Rashi applies it over here too. The Ramban says basically like Rashi, but the Ramban seems to limit it to the opinion of Rava. It doesn't seem to apply to the opinion of Abaya. I take that back. The Shita says, I got the wrong person. The Shita says, limited to the opinion of Rava, not Abaya. The Ramban could apply even to Abaya. That's a detailed controversy with him. Assuming that Chayvei Korach Shogeged, say all the pieces come into play at once. Assuming that Chayvei Korach Shogeged would be Chayev, would that apply according to Abaya or even according to Rava? That's a question which the subplot, if you will, if you ask. Let's do that. This is, I'll show you this file. Let's pick the Eker Vrot and Rashi. So Rashi seems to say, yeah. One of the Echiz said, I meet Misa Bidei Ada. So you did it in a fashion of Shogeg. But when one of the Echiz applied to an act, which no matter how it's done, would not yield Misa's bed, and only yield Kares, that's the discussion over here. Tosfos that's the same thing. And Rashi seems to say that's not the same thing. Rashi both here and in stuff. Think to say that. Hold on, I'll finish. The one who disputes it is the famous Tosfos HaChosh. The Gedolei Yisrael. He seems to dispute the fact. Rashi holds this way. One minute. Yeah. Thank you very much. Thank you. Also the Tosa Hosh and Simon Chav Chet, at the very beginning, suggests a whole new story. If you look at Rashi, the prior Rashi is in the Sefer Pesachim, that's what Rashi seems to promulgate this view, that Chayvei Korach, not me, Chayvei Korach, Shogeged, have to pay. So the Tosfos holds it, what's the case that Rashi says it? This is the case that Rashi says it, he has to pay what we call Me'ilah. Me'ilah is, says the Tosfos, Achir Bidei Shamayim. Notice that all the terms, I keep saying, every term gets tied in over here with each other. Me'ilah is Achir Bidei Shamayim. Does Achir Bidei Shamayim exist even in Chayvei Mises? Mezidin. Even in Chayvei Mises upbeat to Bidei Adam. Not only in Chayvei Kriyas. So the fact that Rashi says that he pays Me'ilah does not prove that Rashi of Chayvei Kriyas Shogim has to pay. Even if it had been Chayvei, whatever, any kind of Kanaan that you have to pay over here. Sure. Let's go slow. What's the main mucker that Rashi holds that Chayvei Kriyas Shogeged has to pay? What's the main mucker? The main mucker that Rashi says in the Masechta Pesachim that in the case of Chayvei Korach Shogeged, you have to pay for Me'ilah. What does Me'ilah mean? You had illegal use of the of property of Hekesh. Such a Masechta Pesachim. So the simple reading of that Rashi is, and Tosfos disagrees with the Rashi for that reason, the simple reading of the Rashi is, the Rashi holds that if a person is over needs to correct, b'shogeg, you are required to pay
I a kind of a shifty chayv misa shogig is potter from peg, but chayv misa is bez shogig. The chayv tara shogig is, which is one step down, you have to pay. That's the traditional understanding of Rashi. You have the chayv. The Tzolz came and challenged that understanding in all circumstances. That's what Rashi means. All Rashi means is that you have to pay because Bidei Shemayim, all Kimmelites have to pay Bidei Shemayim. Even the Chayv and Mitzvah Mizid, in every case in the world, are Baal Ima. Etna and Asher Torah, I feel a Baal Ima is amazing. There's still a Chayv and Mitzvah. applies to that case. That's what it tells us. Hashem will enforce the courts, so he gets the chumrah. So once he gets the chumrah, then the Olish Kal is enough to get rules. Nichlal Chanan the chumrah. Exactly. Faith is amazing. If the Shogeg, they're not. applies to that case. That's what it tells us. Hashem will enforce the courts, so he gets the chumrah. So once he gets the chumrah, then the Onish Kal is enough to get it off. Nichlal Chanan the chumrah. Exactly. Babies are amazing. If it's a shogeg, they're not. That's the beauty of the Tzotz Shah. And the distinction between shogeg and maid is not traceable to the act of the plan of the Mechizk. No! A totally different bar. Question about Dina Nakumar. That was to happen. All that was dependent on shogeg and maid. Yeah, the plan of the Mechizk, it's true. The plan of the Mechizk is a dim which is stated primarily. It helped us bad.
If you certify the both, then mitzvah, every mitzvah that we submit Shmaya is not carried out.
We're trying to say it like this. And then, according to the standard of Shana Rashi, the distinction he makes in Shogi Meiz is a distinction between the other. The standard of the Mechiz kept out of the other. But according to the Shidas HaKtos, the distinction between Shogi Meiz is between the Shemaim. And even in Rashi, the standard of the Mechiz applies to private Greece and Shogi. Only thing is over here, Mila is considered a tashlumin of Bidei Shamayim. And there the only way to knock it out is Abdin and Hachumra. Only by Mezid is Abdin and Hachumra. That's how we turn things around. A very interesting interpretation. It's against the original consensus here. Yes, sir.
And what is the whole concept of Mezid
and Shamayim?
The
Mezid and Shamayim
would be any different from
Mezid. Alvin, Svar, Mezid, Mezid. Alright, this is, I have to tell you that the truth of the matter is that this tos, which is again, I told you before, a chiddush, is against what we call the consensus view. Again, this whole shtickle terror within Shitas Rashi, let's not forget, it's all about Aliba the Rashi, runs counter to the consensus, because according to the consensus, you might be inclined to opt for the slack. Where he says himself in that although ordinarily we say that there's a chiyuv of tzeis deshamayim in the case of kinei b'derabba mine, right? But the slach says that by chayv ekrisus the fear of the chunyim ben akana, there's no din of tzeis deshamayim at all. It doesn't exist. Right, chayv ekrisus. There's no din. What was the slach's proof? This very proof. Me'ilah is a tzeis de shemayim. Hey, gewalt. If me'ilah is a tzeis de shemayim, how can it be kimlei? According to the chunyim ben akana. That's the slach of different yisod. There's no chiyuv of tzeis de shemayim when it comes to chai v'koreis, the chiyuv of the chunyim ben akana, bichlal. Why? I'll give you the lungus. I'll give you the slach lungus. Let me. Why is there a chi of Me'ila? Excuse me. Why isn't there a chi of Me'ila when you say Kimle and Sakim? Isn't Me'ila the same today, Shammai? Pay back the Rabbana Shalom? No, there's no chi of Me'ila. No. It's just amazing.
Right.
We're
not
going to
make pay.
We
should pay.
Maybe
the chiyuv
says there's no chiyuv. How did Tosa get out of that one? Tosa got out of that one. Avdinan, what? Come on. Avdinan, what?
Of
course, because it's always working with an assumption that the chi of a place of Shemayim, which we know exists, based above the Tzir and Abtaniyah, right, applies having Korot and the Chodin, the same as applies having Mises to come to us. Why not? So the Tzachs, I'll tell you why not. Because to whom does the Torah speak? Kidei Rishasho, I wish Achas Lo Shtei Rishios. According to us, it talks to Bez. Ah, beautiful. According to us, when we pass it, it talks to Bez. Because it's only talking about Mises Bez. But according to the Chodim and Akana, the prophet is referring to Chavik Karas as well. Who's it talking to? The Torah is in effect, not Bez. The Torah is not giving instructions to Bez. The Torah is talking itself. The Torah is saying, Kidei Rishasho. So the Torah doesn't impose a second risha, a second punishment if a guy is chayiv misa, quote on the chunyim ben akana. He can't get this Torah's pasuk talking to Bezin, because chayiv karas Bezin doesn't know anything. I said, it's not answer that question. So in terms of this issue, Rabbi Osadi, the related issue, let me just finish the sentence. The related issue of chayiv ekrisin mezidin, Is it Rechiyah B'day Shamayim? Right? So the Ketzolot Tzitzum, the answer is yes. Right? The law of Din and Achum, the answer is yes. And the Tzlat says no. The Tzlat is not according to the Chajim and the Tzolot Tzirash. Why not? Because the Torah is not talking to Be'ez Din. The whole verse of Misa B'day Shamayim, of Lotzei B'day Shamayim, was based on the fact, Rashi implied by the Metziah, that the Torah is speaking to the Beis Din. Beis Din, you punish our Mishach and not stay with you. But B'day Shamayim, Lotzei B'day Shamayim, you have to, you know, pay up the money. But if it's not hard, it's more than the Chujim and the Tani, you can't hear the Torah talking only to Beis Din. Because if the Chujim stands, Kimrei, Tachiv, Torah, and the Torah is not implemented by Beis Din, so then it must be that the Torah is saying an intrinsic statement, not talking to Beis Din. The Torah says today, which also, for the person who sins, we say the Torah says that you're only obligated one punishment, not another. So there's no chiyuv b'day shemayim b'chlal, say b'day shemayim b'chlal, according to the chiyuv b'day shemayim b'chlal. That's the chiddush of the Torah. The tzos is the alternate chant. So there's a different interpretation. This is a very interesting idea. Yeah.
According to the
Sfar,
it's not the same thing as the
Din of the Mishnah. But the different Mahalach entirely. They have two different Mahalachim. The Gamma is different Mahalach.
And by basically saying this, you can't get the two punishments.
Rashi says the Farish, if the guy is Chayav and the Mazed, and he of course the Mazed, there's no Korban Me'ilah.
And
the Shogun there is. What's the difference? So according to the simple Pshat, the difference is, what? The Shogeg, he says, what? You don't apply Tanah Mechizkia to Chayvi Karas. So therefore you have to bring the Karas, you have to bring the paper Me'ilah. The Mezid, you don't have to pay for Me'ilah. It's a simple pshat. Hi, the Kash is a Me'ilah should be considered as a Shemai. I'm going to say to Shemai that the Chiyim in Esen Asur Torah. So again, to one might argue, no, Me'ilah is considered B'day Odom. I don't know how you say that, but someone might say that. The Tzlach says, no. But according to the Chujim and HaKadosh, there's no Chiyim, Latei, Sedei, Shemayim, period. Because Kedei Rishon is talking to the Torah speaking, not instructions to a Ben. Because Chorus is not in Ben at all.
In the case of Shogeg?
So the case of Shogeg, so Rashi seems to hold the proper Pashtas, Chai Rekris of Shogeg have to pay. Period.
I just want to see the difference between the Tzlach.
But it tells us like two totally different things. Totally different. Would you apply the principle of Chai Vekores Shogegin? The fee of the Chujim Ben HaKonim. The Tosa says you do. Rashi seems to say that you don't. Because Rashi says the Shogegin Chai. But the Ketzos short circuit is upshot. He says, no. Rashi said you only chayv the face of the Shemayim. I said, why the Mezid are you potter? I've been in a Chumr. That's the Ketzos Mahalach. But it's not going to be a thousand. There is a standard Mahalach. Le'olam, the Tanah of the Chizkia does not apply to Korek to call the Sheet as Rashi. You will have to pay the Shogun. That's what the Shogun have to pay. I, the Mezid, why is it that you don't pay because of the Chujim and HaKonah. I had a side problem. What happened to the fact that really this should be considered a Chiyiv of Lotzei Tzidei Shemayim, which should exist no matter what? That's what the Tzlach comes in. He says, no, it's not applied. Lotzei Tzidei Shemayim is not applied if you have the Chujim and HaKonah, period. And because the is talking to the Torah himself, it's limiting and not talking to a Bez.
You never Chiyiv with Shemayim?
Never, ever, ever.
What did you do to Rashi Rav Mitzvah?
I'm talking about not as the Chujim and HaKonah. This is either the two approaches of Pishitas Rashi, both in terms of Chai Vekris's Shogigin, what Rashi holds, and what Rashi also holds as far as what? Chai Vekris Mezidin with respect to Achiyah B'day Shemayim. If you have the Chodim and Akon. Okay. But also, I wanted to get straight. This issue is important because it crystallized in our minds the glossary of terms, so many important terms over here. Today, Shemayim, Tanah Mechizkiah, Din HaChumra, all these things that are important to keep in mind, to know that's what we're going to be handling with over here. And those things are going to be happening. So if you ask, that's why I told you at the beginning, if you have a question about the terms, you have to ask. These details you'll be able to stand and figure out later. What is, how you going to put everything into place. So the terms have to be Shigur and Beficha, to know it, Al-Sakanga, what this means, as well.
You said the reason was when the Eli thought that he did the day it did him, and therefore what is the theory of what his mind doesn't exist?
That's what Hashem, that's just why that's what he did.
And that was the Tzlach, and it was part of
so the Tzlach said the Pshat is that there's no chiyuv of Tzeis Tzeis Shemayim at all according to the Chulin Ben HaKam.
Right.
Period.
From Eila?
Right.
That
doesn't exist.
What about
Eila Shogay? Right.
So there is a
Eila. Eila Shogay, the din is, you would have to pay. Right, you have to pay. You want the wallet, you have to pay. Why you have to pay? Anthony. Because he learned that part of the Tzeis Chizkiya, which eliminates Shogay from pay, it's not a part of your current because you're gonna come. That's a standard shot in Rashi, the simple shot in Rashi. The slack is a simple shot. Right? Only the souls that turned everything upside down. Okay? Think about it, you'll see it fits in. Yeah.
You know there's never really been part. You might say Tanavit is only needed according to view which doesn't agree with Abin Apanya.
Well, you want to have to phrase it that way, but
in the word,
I think this way I'm phrasing is the way is the traditional way of phrasing it. Okay. That's such a traditional way. Tradition. Okay. You have those guys. Now, the two issues which come up in the huge process in Akhlan on the day. Let's turn the page, okay? So we can say we turn the page. Let's feel like I feel good. One is the Chiyuv Truma, and one is the Chiyuv Hashlume Hekesh. The Chiyuv Truma divides into two parts. The Mezid seems to be a plain monetary obligation. The Shog is what we call Hashlume Kapara. Hashlume Kapara calls us as the Chiyuv, you don't take Kinder Avnei. And they have a whole Chesman, Goldie, Low Goldie, Low Goldie, which delineates clearly for us, tells us, Diba Maskel Zahar, Lamed, Omed, Bein. But a major part of Tosfos deals with Tashlumei Hekdesh, because that's how it works out in the sugya, primarily in Pesachim, a distinction between Truma and Hekdesh. We have to discuss for a few minutes what's the nature of the obligation of paying back Hekdesh. You have Hanor from Hekdesh, and you have responsibilities to Hekdesh. You have Hanor, you're a violation of Issa Me'ila. The Tosfos, again, the glossary of terms continues. Tosfos introduced a new shita to us, Rebbe. Who's Rebbe? Rebbe says, Hezid Me'ila B'Misa. Alright? The person did Me'ila, the Hezid, he has Misa B'Dei Shemai. And the whole Tosfos goes on Rebbe's sheet. I want to know, according to Rebbe, when is there Misa? When is there Misa? How do Rebbe know that it's Misa? Where did it come from? The Gemara says in Sakhir, the Rebbe derived Me'ila from Truma. Just by Truma, we know the Mitzvah of Shemayim. It's clear in the Gemara here, based on the Pasuk. Pasuk is, Umeisubo, Kiyachalalu, Mitzvah of Mitzvah of Shemayim. So he does Chek, which we know, Zera Shava. So the Chiyah of Mitzvah when it comes to Hekdesh as well. So the question becomes, that's talking about Achilat Hekdesh. Achim, right? You eat Hekdesh, you don't carbon of Hekdesh. You're not allowed to. What about Nenem in Hekdesh? Didn't eat it. You had pleasure from Hekdesh. Monetary gain or other kind of gain. Or pleasure. Didn't eat it. What fell off? I'm a few ready. What's the din? And the truth is, even the Kohen Rabbanan who disagreed with Rebbe, there's no means it's still a question, what's the din? Because there are two potential punishments over here. Misa, B'nei Shemayim, the Rebbe, and Malchus, according to the Rabbanan. Is there Misa or Malchus if someone is Nenem in Hekdesh? Didn't eat, but has this plain Hanor. Ma hadin. It seems to be again a subject of some controversy. The Pashup Shah, as the Rashi maintains in Pesachim, that is it even a chi of Misa? Is a chi of Misa? Rashi's Lashon and Sachem is the top of Lamed Gimel and Aleph. Hezid the Hanoat Kodesh, the first word of the page. Rebbe Yom and Misa, not the Achilah, the Hanoat. Tosfos disagrees. Tosfos says, the Vishar Nene Lecha Misa Ela Achilah. I feel the Rebbe, do me the truma. Tosas the top, Tosas the bottom, give them sachar. The things we're not pashas and machlokas, the pashas. But I don't disagree. Pashas and machlokas, Rashi, the Tosas, whether the chi of Misa, or someone who's nana, mina hekish to be Rebbe. Rashi says yes, and Tosas says no. Oh, next, hold on. So what is the chi, if any? Is he a malchus? So, this is again a controversy. Yeah, would there be malchus or would there not be malchus? So Tosin Malchus is clear that there is malchus. So again, either Rabban or Rebbe would make a difference. They both say that if you nanim in a hekesh, you get malchus. Tosin Malchus called Beis. You get malchus. So again, Rashi to get even Misa going to Rebbe. Tosin says no. Tosin you get the Divrei Shneim, you get at least Malchus. Right? The Chazanish suggests there's not even Malchus. No Malchus. Because the truth of the matter is, where's the puzzle? there's no apparent puzzle. Yeah, you have a puzzle by Truma. The Zolei of the Torah, that's an Isra Achila. You can derive Mila from Truma, but where are you going to... Where do you get a key of Mila? A key of Malchus is no puzzle. But you have to bring a carbon. You all know carbon Mila is a puzzle. You know, for sure, Hashem Mila said it before. Hashem Zelos, Hashem Milos. You have to bring a carbon. With Chazish, no problem. You can be chayav carbon without a lot. You can be chayav and carbon, but it's no prerequisite not to say in the Torah, don't. So we suggest. Yeah. It's possible to bring a carbon. You know what? Obviously, to bring a carbon is not a great thing. You don't bring a carbon for learning Torah. You don't bring a carbon for putting on children. It's obvious that the Torah requires a carbon means that it's not a good thing to do. But doesn't it prepare you in the Torah low? And if there's no malchus, malchus requires in the Torah low. Low stuff on the veil, low stuff on the shabbat isha. Full of a shatman. You have to say that the parish low. He says it's no more. It's no more for care. Oh, that's like the parish Gemara Makas. That's like Gemara. Often in Gemara Makas that you can have the chayav carbon without it an ashora. You have to Makas that you give them. That's why the Chazanish says, if you look in the Mishnah, if you give on an Aleph, it says, Ochel Hekdesh Loke. Ochel not Nene, he suggests. Because of course, close to the Makkah, the Pharish against him. The Pharish against him. So there is a Chiv of Malchus even by Nene. What will Tosis, where's the Mokker of Tosis? Hey, there's no Mokker. So here is the quote of work from my blazing Shach Shlita. Let's quote the Gedolim of today. Torah is a living Torah. It's always new things. A laser shock, where she was punished. So laser shock says that it says in the Torah you should not have a no. You know what it says? It's by Truma. It says, Lo, Chozor, Lo, Yochal Kodesh. Aye, but it says Lo, Yochal. We have a rule. What's the rule by Yochal? Whatever says Lo Yochal, Lo Socha, Lo Sochlu, Echad Yisra Achila, Echad Yisra Nova Mashma. Aye, when it comes to Truma itself, it's with the Ba'ana. It says Truma Tzchem. So here's a shock point, an interesting maneuver. That Truma Tzchem is a mean by Truma. But by Hektish, which is a derivative of Truma, there's no mean. So it's amazing smart that the Nilmad can be more common than the Malame. And even though the source of these Hekesh is Truma, but Truma has its own mir, and Hekesh does not. And then the Hekesh being more common with respect to these of Hanoh. There's Malchus by Hanoh from Hekesh, not by Truma. That's what he said. I can't believe Rashad. Post it in Malchus from Beis of Erish. Huh? It's not Menadim. Chet is a Derech Shavah. That's not called Menadim. This is a Kavachom. This is a Kavachom of Erish. Oh. So that's interesting. I mean, this is an interesting question. The nature of the punishment given for Hanoah from Hekesh. A controversy concerning Misa, Rashi the Tosfos, and a controversy concerning Malchus. Again, I guess the Tosfos is against Chazanish.
I guess he'll say it's not me. He'll find other people. I'll find other sources. He'll say, we'll hold that in. Yes, I don't know. But that's a whole phrase to save time. Yeah. That's as far as the punishment of Nenev and Agdash. What about the obligation to pay back Agdash? To pay Agdash? Here again, you find some measure of controversy. The Mepharshim point out that Tashlum of Agdash seems to be akin to Tashlum of Gzeilah. Like Gzeilah. I'm sorry. Shalom and Achron and Mepharshim, I'll give you some of the riots. One of the rites is the famous Gemara of Baba Kama, Zenenev and Golochosa. What they equate Hekdash with Hedyos. Sounds like the saying that the nature of the Easter of the Kli of Tashlumin when it comes to a paying back Hekdash is similar to the obligation to pay back a private citizen. Otherwise the comparison would not be a good comparison. That's Allah. Remember Baba Kama, that's Chof Beis. That's Chof Beis. Famous Gemara, but then Nene, the Zelochot. That's what the Achrona bring that raya. Many of the Rosh Hashivas of this earlier in the century brought that raya. Chayim brought the raya. Shimon, Lachonon, Stifler also quotes that. They all quote that, talk about that Gemara as being an indication. Now, I'm sorry. But the nature of Tashlumei Hekdesh. Before we talk about the owners of Hekdesh, in terms of Misa Malka, now talk about the payment of money to Hekdesh. You have to pay Karen, right? You have to pay Karen. You have to pay Karen. That's the principle. What kind of din is that? But the Gemara implies it's similar to a din of Gezel. It's similar to a din of Gezel. It seems to be a consensus view of everybody. It's a kind of din of Gezel. When we say Gezel, we mean as opposed to, for example, a Chiyuv Kapara. Chiyuv Kapara, we know, is that's a total contrast over here. The whole post is based on that. There's Gezel on one side, or Benon Lachavera, and Kapara, which is more like a kind of a Benon Lamotum. So when you're paying the dollars and cents, you have to pay from the Ilah, from Hanoh, from Hekesh. It sounds like it's similar to an Easter of the Tashlum and the Easter is because of Gezel. There is one position. That of the Nesivis on that toast we mentioned earlier. As usual, the Nesivis argue with itself. They says, again, not going into every detail of what the dispute is about, the Nesivis says like this. The Nesivis says that it depends what kind of Hekdash you had on offer. Here's again, the glossary is important. Hekdash is divided into two parts, Kedushas Damim and Kedushas Aguf. So the Nesivis says, the Kedusha is Dhamim, if you take away the chair from Hekdesh, you take away a horse from Hekdesh, I don't know, whatever Hekdesh owns, money, that's called, you're stealing money of Hekdesh. Therefore the payment is simply a money payment. Straightforward money payment. It's like Gezel. But the Nesivis claims that if it's Kedusha has proof, which means that it's, how is it, let's say a carbon. Of enough of a carbon, a holy animal, which is supposed to be a carbon based on English, then he claims the nature of the obligation to pay would be a kapara. It would be kapara. It would not be a straightforward monetary cash payment. And for this reason, he says, you would not apply kimle b'deramimineh. We know the person who is over an Issa Ne'ilah. Right, he says you have to, in certain cases, you have to pay money and bring a korban, oshem as well, and some cases involving a chi of misa. It's a whole long story, I don't want to go on. Let's leave that out for a minute. I'm trying to, as I said before, we're going to leave a lot of details out. Just in general, I want to introduce you to the terms. After the shi is over, you'll know these terms, at least the terms you'll know. There's a dinner, Kedushas Aguf. And there the Nesivis claim that the nature of the Tashlum is not straightforward money. Gezel is defined by Zenenev and Olachasa, applies to money of Hekdash. No, Kapara, because you had Hanor from a behemoth Hekdash, Kedushas Aguf, which is used for a holy purpose, a carbon.
It's a different kind of a obligation to pay. That's one obligation to pay. We also find a fascinating dispute, I'll just mention it again, concerning the nature of the, not the chiyuv misa malkus, and not, get this fact straight, and not the nature of the obligation to pay, but the very nature of the issue in the first place. What's the nature of the prohibition, havanah from hekesh? What's the nature of the prohibition? And now we're living on a discussion of what we call kedusha domin, the other half. What's the nature of the prohibition, havanah from kedusha domin? So, once again, it seems to be a matter of dispute. Some say, Zeila, Pasha. He's stealing the money of Hekesh. If I have Hanoah from your chair without your permission, it's considered Zeila. If I sit on Hekesh's chair, it's also considered Zeila. The nature of the issue is Zeila. Ah, but what happened if I rented the chair? Huh? Hertz rent a car. Oh, I rent a car from Hertz for a week. Huh? And now, I'm using the car, fine. In the middle of the week, it's a Saras Yom Tshuva, Mr. Hertz does Tshuva, and makes all his cars Hekesh. So now the question is, can I just drive in my car? Of course, the one who just said it, the answer is yes. Can't go be a gazlan. I rented it before Hertz did Tshuva. I rented it for a week, for this week it's mine. Hertz can't be Makesh from under me. Some Rishon is saying. But others say no. If Hertz gets from, first Jewish, and he said he's makdish the all his cars, the hekdish, then I have to get out of the car. You're on the radio. Hertz just made it. What? He pulled to the side of the road, walk. Because he can't have enough from the car of hekdish. Why? What is this sheet to hold? This sheet to hold the nature of the history of having enough from hekdish is what we call having enough from a chepta of kedusha. Not a gzela de gisa. Hanof mechetza of kedusha. Nothing to do with gzela necessarily. Nothing to do with that. Oh, so once it belongs to Hekdesh, then I have to get out of the car. So now focus on anatosis. We'll have fun and elaborate upon. These are all giving you some highlights into Nana and Hekesh. We discussed Misa, we discussed Malchus in terms of punishment, and we discussed the nature of the Tashlumin, which is government, which is Agur, especially the Machlokas of Agrikita Agur, and the nature of the prohibition in the first place, with special emphasis on Kusha's Ramin. This is just, you saw this in the Isa Nana and Hekesh, which is brought up right here. You can't say, we'll learn it, 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 we'll discuss some of these highlights. Fine. Rabbi Osai, let's open up a Gemara Ksuvah. So there's so much just talking in the air. Let's see the Gemara about Zohar Shachal Tshuva. Yeah. Could be not. Rabbi Osai, the Gemara is like this, the following shayla. This shayla is going to really, the rest of the shayla is really about this shayla. Really, I'm serious. The Gemara is the following shayla of this. Ul Abaye Potter, Abaye holds what? The Chiyah Mitzvah Le Shamayim, the Chun Yisab Kendra B'der Abba Minei, the Potter for paying. Aye, Bo'omarav is the Moder of the Chun Yisab Ben Akona, the Gone of Chelba Shal Chaver of Acholo Shukhayev, Shukhon Eschayev, the Gneva Kona Shabola Dei Yisab Chaleb, Amma me idna de agbe kanye, beschayev den afshlo havi ad de ochele. Hochanavib idna de agbe kanye, beschayev den afshlo havi ad de ochele. No, only say kimle when it's simultaneous. When the mama comes first, you don't say kimle. Everyone has the question straight? You don't have the question straight, forget it. Again, we're just reading to the Gemara. After the Gemara, hochele maaskina, but you talk of lo chaver, lo so kfid. Friends talk about his mouth. Back to the Gemara. So came the last day, Tanye, Mishkaya ben Avshalo Havi Ad Bolo. Once again, the Chiyah Mishkaya ben Avshalo the Chiyah Mishkaya. Answer the Gemara, don't you talk of love, so face, I believe. I just said to his mouth, he stuck it down his throat. Break the Gemara. Hey, he done. What's the face? Either Matila Hadura, if he has the ability to
cough it up. It's a nice, well said. To cough it up. Not let him spit it up. It's basically coughing, cough it up. Nihada. He's required to do so. And if he doesn't do so, so presumably that's a pet. We'll see Rashi in a moment. Ilo matila adura. If he cannot cough it up, amai chai. Amai chai what? Then Rashi tells us whether he's wise to have misa called the one, or wise to have mamet. Lo tzricha, the matila adura ade adchai. He can only cough it up with great difficulty. Let's stop here for a few. Truly, there are two more pieces to see. One is Mamal is there, the question is there, which is the next line. One is Akira Tarahanaf, which is the next line. But that will come to, those two come to a little later. Now I'm going to concentrate on this Gemara itself. Okay? Everyone has to say you want to get to the. Then we know we have an hour to go. We know what we have to do. At the end, we have to talk about those two topics of Mamal is there, the question is there, and Akira Tarahanaf. Those are the last two topics. In the end, we're going to concentrate on this Shtikal Gemara. About this, you know, with the throat and out of the throat, and cough it up, and yes, no. These are important details, because a lot of yesodas we can learn from this sugya. Okay? First is a Rashi, to which I referred a few moments ago. Rashi says as follows. Slow. I'm talking about the second guy. Because he's playing along. Guy sits down his throat, he, you know, lets it go down, slides down, but then right now, this split second of time, of what's in the way, he's not in true. He can still, use your expression, walk it out. Hold on. So, there's the stipula, this explains, listen carefully. This explains why Rotsa means that go. Rashi can say, not Kai, even if